All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, 3 o'clock. Let's talk a little bit of draft. I'm sorry we ended up bickering like the two old men in the Muppets opera there during Jeremy's update. But haven't you seen the construction? I'd like to apologize to everybody. I just get so annoyed when politicians do nonsense. Honolulu Blue Day. Fix the roads.
Or don't fix them all at once.
Okay, now let's get on task. I am making staying at 29 in next Thursday's draft illegal. It's a felony. It's not in play. It's nothing you want. We want to have some fun with you because we all say, hey, I trust whatever Brad Holmes wants to do in the draft. He's got the cachet. He's done a hell of a job drafting. And whether it is moving up to get someone, moving down, or standing pat, it's primarily work. So with that in mind, now I'm asking you, you've got to be willing to take a stand. Staying at 29 is off the board. I need to know, are you on Team Rico, which is Team Trade Down? More trade chips, more bullets, more opportunities, winning. Or are you Team Me, where I think you're a Super Bowl team? If sitting at 29 is not an option, I want to empower Brad Holmes to move up and get what he deems to be one of the handful of best players in this draft. You're a Super Bowl team. I know the phrase one player away, but literally, that's how you have to think. And I've just got to believe there's a corner or a wide receiver or there's a player that Brad Holmes has identified and he's gone, I'm getting that player. Staying at 29, not legal. You're moving up or you're moving down. Pick your side, lay out your case, and let's get into it a little bit. Let's have a little fun. 248-539-9797. I think it's simple. So I want to see where fans are at, Rico.
Yeah, because for me, I think it's better if they move down. Because here's the thing, because you're sitting there at pick 29, Bo Nix or Michael Penix may be there. A team desperate in the second round says, we want to get that extra year of quarterback control. How about we move back a few picks? It allows the Lions to stack their chip.
We're losing them.
It allows the Lions to build depth because you brought in free agents and you brought in a lot of damaged goods, people with damaged goods who are already injured. This allows you to not have the fall off when a lot of those players get re-injured. You're able to go in there and you're able to have 2 second-round picks and 2 third-round picks. That's what I would like to see them do rather than just get that one because you are so close. I think the one thing that did kind of hurt you was just depth because you didn't have people in the end that you could put out there when your players went down.
So Rico's scared. So what I want are studs. Wow. We've seen how San Francisco beat you. Studs. You need more studs. Let's go get a stud. Move up to 15, take the best corner in the draft, be done with it. We all agree staying at 29 is fine, but not for our argument. It's not even an argument.
No,
it's
no.
fun because Rico's not wrong. If they traded down, I'm not mad.
Because here's the thing. The free agency stuff, Brad cooks when he drafts. And he's able to find the guys in the second and third round. We're not used to it here in this town, but he's able to get starters. He's able to get people. So, yeah, if he has 2 second-round picks and 2 third-round picks, it'll be disappointing on Thursday night.
You like the safe plan. I don't.
It's not a safe plan. I think you need to build some depth because you sign free agents who are damaged.
Risk it, biscuit. David, Team Rico, Team Me, where are you at on this? Staying at 29, not an option. What do you do?
Yeah, I would love to trade up to get one of the cornerbacks, whether it's Arnold or whether it's Mitchell. I want to trade up and get a guy or whomever he feels is that guy, go get him. If it's Jared Verse, fine, go get him. If it's Chop Robinson, if you got to trade up to get him, go get him. Whomever he deems to be that guy, go get him. They need another corner. They need somebody opposite Aiden. So, yeah, get a guy. They don't need to sit back and just wait and see and we'll just get best player available. No, the best player available could be up there, so go get him.
248-539-9797. Kenny, staying at 29, not an option for the sake of our exercise. Move up or move down?
I'm trading up. I'm with you guys. It seems to me that this team, I mean, they were really, really close to a Super Bowl last year. If we just got bounced in the wild card game against the Rams, I might entertain the idea of trading back, getting as many pieces as you can for depth and for everything. But if you're one impact player potentially away from making a Super Bowl, I'm taking that chance every time.
Yeah, but see, to me, that impact player, you probably got to get into the top 10. I don't think you have enough capital to get into that. Now, to make you guys' argument, there's going to be a lot of quarterbacks, there's going to be a lot of wide receivers taken. So I'm assuming that's not one of your players that you need. But I just got a feeling that, man, in order to move up, like you're saying, you're going to have to get rid of, you're going to swap your first round selection and you're giving up your second round selection. I don't know if that's something that Holmes would like to do. Sounds good, but I don't know. Because normally, because he's picking so high, you know, you can make that deal. But now it's like, man, we're limited with the amount of picks that we have. So if he has that one guy, sure, go get him. But I would say, do what you did last year. Find that branch who's in the second round who we all thought was going to go in the first round. Select him along with someone else.
And that's kind of what I'm thinking about what he might do this year is how many guys did he have a first-round draft grade on last year? He said it was a very limited amount. I forget the exact number. So I'm assuming it's going to be somewhat similar this year because he's very shrewd. He's very picky on his first-round picks. So if he has that grade and he wants to trade up to get somebody, I'm going to go ahead and assume that whoever that guy is going to make a difference. I don't know how big of a difference, but he's going to make a difference.
I think the way he drafts, I'm sorry, Rico, just to answer your point, Kenny, no, you stop doubting whether guys are going to make a difference. It's pretty clear when they're taking these players in the first and second round, whatever's in their draft profile, when Brad says, look, you guys just don't have the information, it's not even a shot. They're finding guys that are ready to play.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
They are. Yeah. The only guy they've drafted that you feel like wasn't ready to play was J-Mo. He was hurt. Then he got a gambling scandal. And then it's taken him time. But outside of that, dude, these guys hit the ground running.
They do, which is why I'm saying, to me, around the Broncos Raiders selection is going to let me know if he's going to move up or not. Because if Bo Nix and Michael Penix are not selected, now it may be advantageous for you to then trade out of that pick 29, pick up extra picks that can help you out. Because if you know Holmes, he's probably got a bunch of people, and he's probably got people who, yeah, as you just said, Mike, I don't think they understand. This guy is really good, but he's just sliding it. The mock drafts don't understand what I know. And if there's multiple players there that have slid to the second round and he's got those extra picks, he's going to take both, saying, I had both of these guys for first round grades.
Right.
So now we just improved the team and we moved down and got an extra third round pick as well.
I just wish people would change how they look at mocks. Mocks are entertaining. They're fun. They're useless.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. These writers, they don't have the intel. They don't know the value charts of these teams.
The mock draft is simply like the carnival guy who guesses your weight or guesses your age. They don't know. It's just like, 32.
Mock draft more or less accurate than Miss Cleo?
Less.
Okay, then that's saying something. 248-539-9797. David, early returns on this question before we get to the callers in a moment.
Trade up. Trading down in the first round is for rebuilding teams. We are not rebuilding anymore. We're made. I know staying at 29 is illegal, but I think we make the pick at 29. Then Brad starts cooking in rounds two and three.
And I totally get it. We're just having fun with this a week out. That your level of trust in Brad, and again, Rico and I both, both outcomes are totally fine because there is a trust in Brad Holmes executing both outcomes. It's more about figuring out what you guys truly want when you're forced into a move. For me, it would be identify the player that makes Brad Holmes do that awkward high five hug routine he did when they got Gibbs, when he was like fist pumping no one and almost tore his shirt. Like, I want that. What's that player? Let's do that.
I see. I think the only player like that has got to be a corner because he hasn't been aggressive trying to get another corner. So if you want to get, you know, CB1 in this draft, you're going to have to.
We'll get that when we trade for Lattimore. Sign Dave Burkett. Okay. Burkett's got it all. We're good. Dave wrote it. It means it's happening. We're getting Lattimore.
Oh, if you're doing that, then I would say move back because.
No, move up. Get up again.
Get depth.
Well, get another corner.
Let me read this text that's on your side, Rico, and it kind of makes sense. IP from Farmington says, I'm Team Rico. Take those 2 seconds and thirds to get the best O-line, DB, DN. I'm worried about the O-line because of their age. Decker gets hurt. Zeitler's old. Ragnow's dinged up every year.
And what if Brad moves up to get an offensive lineman that he views as elite? I'll say it to you again. Sewell's going to get paid, and when he does, he's going to play left tackle, which means Taylor Decker is vaporized. Ragnow may retire at the end of the year. What if Brad Holmes has a grade on an O-lineman that is just so much higher than everything else? And you moving up doesn't mean 12 or 13. What if you have to move from 29 to 20 to get a guy that, let's say he's got a grade on this cat and it's like Quentin Nelson.
Mm-hmm. But here's the thing.
Just saying.
If he's got the grade on that guy, he may be thinking, I don't think that they know how good he is. And either I can get him now or get him with pick number 32.
See, you're breaking the rules of this now.
No, no.
No, you're breaking the rules.
No, no. You slide back and you get that guy.
Slide to the left. Listen. For the sake of the exercise.
Trade down.
Trade up.
Trade down.
That's why.
Because I'm smarter than these other GMs.
Wow. See, the sad reality is I think Rico actually believes that.
We have rules for a reason. It was trade up, trade down.
And I said trade down.
But now Rico's like, but wait. If he likes the player, nobody else is going to know it. So Pythagorean theorem, he'll be available at 63.
Trade down.
A squared plus B squared equals trade down, but trade up.
All right, I'm going to get some caffeine. You read a nice message to the people here, and I'll be ready. Hold on. Let's get it. All right. Get that caffeine on a Friday.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.